We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, Hornets fans, and welcome back to another Buzz Beat. This is Richie, and we've got a returning guest joining us today. But before we welcome him on, take 30 seconds right now and give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcast. If you go as far as writing us a review, that's awesome as well. But without further delay, we're bringing on Rod Boone of the Charlotte Observer and the QC Hornets Nest Podcast. Rod, how's it going?
I'm doing good. How you doing today, Richie?
Doing good. Thank you. I appreciate it. Before we get into some of the topics surrounding the Hornets, I've got a personal question for you in terms of how you've enjoyed handling covering this season, because I feel like there's tons of frustration and disappointment with the fans, with the organization. Like, how does this season compare to any season that you've covered before, whether that's with the Nets or the Hornets?
It's definitely a lot of frustration, man. It kind of reminds me of being, as you said, covering the New York team, was the Brooklyn Nets or the New York Jets. I mean, it kind of seemed a little bit tabloidish, to be honest with you, because it just hasn't been what typically, I guess, fans are probably accustomed to here in Charlotte. Even though the Hornets haven't had winning times, it's been a just crazy year in terms of just injuries and, you know, coach getting fired way back in the summer. I mean, it's been a lot of stuff happening over the last calendar year for these guys. So it's definitely been a challenge. It's been something to obviously keep me on my toes, but it's part of the job. And that's why we do this. That's why we sign up for it.
Yeah. And going into the season, Charlotte probably had one of the strangest off seasons I've ever experienced. And most of it was either negative or just like really unexpected. And one of those moves was actually bringing back Steve Clifford, of all people, as the head coach after, I guess, like a 3-year break from the team. Knowing what you know about Cliff, and you've gotten to know him, he's defensive-minded, he's detail-oriented, and he definitely has tendencies that are just different from James Borrego. How do you think that this young team has meshed with him and his personality and gravitated to his coaching style? Because I feel like, obviously, Clifford wasn't their first choice, But overall, how do you think that this team is meshing with him?
Well, you're right. Obviously, it wasn't their first choice. They tried to go after Kenny Atkinson, and that didn't work out for reasons that we know. But it seems like to have a quote-unquote fallback option be Steve Clifford has worked out beyond, I'm sure, what the Hornets could have imagined. Obviously, record-wise, injury-wise, it's not what they thought they would have this season. But in terms of having a leader who the players believe in and want to kind of follow in terms of his coaching stance and what he wants them to do out there strategy-wise, like, all the players, from what I can tell, have bought into Coach Clifford and what he wants to do. Like, nobody has, to me, said a bad word about the guy. If anything, they feel like he's very detail-oriented, and they just go out there and just do what he tells them to do in the game plan 9 out of 10 times, they're going to win. And I think, if you're a Hornets fan, you know, obviously you may not have quote unquote wanted him because you feel like he wasn't, like I said, the number one guy. He was a team coach they had here previously coaching the team. But if you look at what he's done, despite all they've gone through this year, like, to have somebody like him at the helm, to me, it's been almost like a godsend for them in some regard, because I'm not sure a young coach, I'm not sure a coach who doesn't have the backbone per se, can handle what they've gone through this year, because it's been a whole lot for these guys.
And you mentioned it, like the record is probably not where they want it to be. And I know you can never predict injuries, but how do you think the organization feels maybe about the goals that they set out at the beginning of the season, and now that they're probably going to fail to even get to 30 wins? Like, do they feel a disappointment, or are they factoring in the fact that there are injuries involved here?
It's a little bit of both. You're obviously disappointed because you feel like no matter what, you can still kind of get through certain things. It's part of what, you know, being a pro is they call it the next man up mentality. But if your star players are the guys who are constantly hurt, and anytime you haven't had a chance to actually have your entire team together for more than a couple of games or a couple of weeks, like, that's just not normal. I don't care what level of play that you're at. So they definitely have an excuse in some regard. Because when they were actually kind of whole, remember, they had a 5-game winning streak before LaMelo went out. So you kind of could see the pieces of this team kind of here and there. But because they've always had somebody injured or out, they haven't had that full just capability to show you what they can do for more than just a week or two. So I think that, again, it's a little bit of both. Obviously, disappointment is there because no matter what, again, you should be able to kind of, as a pro, you feel you can kind of come out and step up no matter what. But when you have LaMelo Ball hurt 3 or 4 times, you have Terry Rozier, who's the leading scorer now, hurt. You know, when you have Gordon Hayward hurt, Kelly Oubre hurt, Mark Williams hurt. Like, everybody's been hurt at some point this year. I'm pretty sure everybody, Dennis Smith Jr., Nick Richards, who am I leaving out? I mean, everybody's been out for the Hornets this year. So you have to think about that. And when you try to factor in what they've done this year, you can't discount they had a lot of injuries that obviously you can't just, you know, just put to a side that didn't happen.
I think one player that maybe I missed it, but one player that I don't think you mentioned was Cody Martin, right?
Yes, correct.
Golly. Yeah. He, in my eyes, probably one of the more, like, I guess, disappointing stories to the season. I know that he can't help the injury, but he was a player that I thought would have connected so well with Steve Clifford, just the way that he fits on the defensive side of the court. He's versatile on that end. And obviously, he was rewarded this offseason with a 4-year contract of about $32 million. And this first season of his contract, it feels like it was a little bit of a wasted season with him. And he's just an intelligent player on the defensive side of the court. And you forget about him because he, you know, has played, I don't know how many games, but very little. First question, Rod, in terms of his injury, do we know if his knee surgery had anything to do with the quad injury that was labeled in the season opener? Was it like misdiagnosed, or were those just like separate injuries? Because it was originally like a quad injury, they said.
Right. I think they were separate injuries. And I think sometimes that's the thing that fans kind of get caught up in is when the team labels an injury a certain thing. You know, that's part of obviously what they're doing to make sure that they're reporting it injury wise. But again, it could be something else that actually triggers it. Because for one thing, you know how it is. If you're a player and you kind of compensate for one part of your body, at some point, something else may kind of go. So I think with Cody, with him, he just hasn't been right since the preseason. It's been frustrating for him because anybody who knows anything about Cody Martin, he's one of the most prideful guys on the team. Like, he doesn't want to sit out. This is actually killing him, whether people believe it or not. He really wants to go out there and play, but in the same regard, you have to be able to protect yourself long-term. If you aren't feeling that your body is right, then to go out there and play is not going to be conducive to you or the team. So it's one of those things where you probably wait till after the season's over and probably maybe just figure out they have to do another surgery or something like that. But he's definitely not the way he wants to be, and talking to him even just last week, and he wants to obviously play, yeah, but right now he just can't.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I actually read that Charlotte Observer article that you had with him, and he was just frustrated, obviously, that he can only help on the sidelines, and it's something that he's never experienced before. So is it your understanding that even if this team was in the playoff race, do you have a sense if he'd be playing, or they're just taking it easy because of the status of the season type of thing?
It's a good question, man. I don't really know the answer to that because, if you're a player, you want to be able to test yourself, I would assume, before the season ends, and just make sure that you're feeling good in gameplay. So if it was playoffs, do you go out there and risk a potential long-term damage to yourself because you want to help the team win a couple of games? I'm not sure if that's a smart move either. So knowing Cody Martin, if he could play, he will play. So I'm not sure if playoffs, regular season, I'm not sure at this point it matters because he just can't play the way he wants to.
Yeah, I didn't know if they were like being extra cautious and holding him back just because of the way that the season has gone. But yeah, your guess is as good as anyone's at this point. And I guess the other injury I want to talk about is that of LaMelo Ball, who's only played in 36 games this season. He actually missed a chunk of time in the beginning of the season, a little bit in the middle. And then obviously he's out for the remainder with a fractured right ankle, which happens to be a different ankle than he has injured before. So considering this isn't the first season he's missed considerable games, and obviously the latest injury that he had was a non-contact injury, do you think there should be any kind of concern surrounding his ankles at all?
Well, we asked him about that when we talked to him a little over a week ago, to kind of get his thoughts on where he was for the first time since he got injured. And he said he wasn't sure if he's going to wear ankle braces or anything like that, kind of moving forward. I think to me, it's almost like if you think about it, remember Steph Curry when he first came into the league and people were questioning his ankles and his durability, and now we see kind of where he is. It might take surgeries. It might take some braces. It might take a couple of different things from the training staff to make sure that he actually is cushioned so he doesn't actually hurt his ankle even more so. But it could be just freakish, man. It's one of those weird things where, as you mentioned, to have a non-contact injury go down like that is unusual, especially when he's crossing himself over, essentially trying to just get past this man. So it's definitely something that you want to, keep an eye on to make sure that doesn't happen further. But he doesn't have an answer in terms of what he's going to do just yet. But I assume that if you're the team in the Hornets, depending on comfortability levels of what you can give him, again, padding wise or brace wise, I would think if he can play with it and it feels good, that they're going to suggest that he actually does it.
Yeah, if it doesn't, limit his mobility, I would agree with that sense. And obviously, if Steph Curry can do it, I think, that's a one story that you could look to kind of convince him to play with some ankle braces. And he just means so much to this team. He's the offensive engine. When he goes, the offense goes. His playmaking is in the upper tier. I would say he's probably top 20 or so pull-up three-point shooters in the league right now, like just really good shot creation. And I think Clifford probably has created good habits with LaMelo on the defensive side of the court. And I'm not entirely sure if he's a number one option on a consistent playoff team, maybe a number two option. But if the organization can get players to surround him and complement his play style, I would assume that I don't think the organization will think twice this offseason about offering LaMelo that designated rookie extension for 5 seasons. So what do you say about that? I think the injuries aside, like they're going to be pretty quick to do this, right?
I would assume so. I mean, I don't know why they wouldn't. If you think about it, as you mentioned, the rookie extension is just part of what the NBA does to allow these teams to kind of keep their players and not have to worry about questions about will he stay or will he sign an offer sheet with somebody else. So if you're the Hornets, you know what this guy means to your team. You know what he means to your franchise, to your city, to everything. He's your bottom line. So to not go out there offering a max extension to me would be ludicrous. So again, the deadline will be, I think, right before the season begins in 2023-24. And I think that with that being the case, you know, may it come down right to the actual time? Probably, because that's what teams do when they try to negotiate contracts. But I don't personally think that it'll be an issue because I think both sides want to get this done if they can.
Yeah, I would agree. Let's talk about one of the more promising positive stories of the season, because definitely been a lot of negatives and the injuries. I think Nick Richards has been a cool story, but probably one of the most surprising stories for me has been Dennis Smith Jr., local kid. He actually was signed pretty late, like a month before the season even started. And he's always had a reputation for being a big time athlete and defender. And I'd go as far as saying that he's been Charlotte's best defender this season, at least individual defender. What have you seen so far from DSJ this year as, I guess you can call a veteran. I know he's young, but like just being a backup point guard, but also his on-court production.
He's been a real find for him. I mean, I'm not sure coming to the season that if you were a Hornets fan, you could have thought that he would be the player he's been for the team this year. I mean, obviously when he was injured, you kind of missed his presence out there defensively, because when you put him out there at times with LaMelo Ball, even Terry Rozier, whoever in the backcourt, it just makes it a little bit easier for him to guard the best player in the backcourt and just alleviate the pressure off the other guy. So I think just knowing Dennis Smith Jr. and talking to him and being around him, like he loves it here with the Hornets in Charlotte. Like you can tell this is the place he wants to be. And just watching the last couple of games against his old team, Dallas, he's making big plays against those guys, very fired up, and just almost letting them know, like, hey, I'm still here. I can still play ball. Don't give up on me, but I'm going to show you what time it is. And I think that that kind of moxie, that kind of attitude is something the Hornets actually need and can use going forward. So in talking to him, he definitely wants to be around beyond the season. Again, it depends on, like anything else, just what the Hornets feel in terms of what they want to offer him and everything else. But talking to DSJ, like, he wants to be here, man. So I think that he can be a really good player for them moving forward, because he can be a real complement in that backcourt to getting LaMelo Ball and Terry Rozier, and even, you know, throw Kelly Oubre in there as well.
All right, we've got Rod Boone of the Charlotte Observer joining us here on Buzz Beat. In my opinion, another positive story, at least under the radar positive story, has been Gordon Hayward. I mean, he has missed games because of that shoulder injury. And I've mentioned this on the podcast before, but I'll mention it again. Like, I think he's had his best season finishing around the rim. I think he's underrated on the defensive side of the court. And as always, he's got a good balance of where he can get his shots from on the court. And I would say he's Charlotte's best mid-range scorer when you need him to go get a bucket. Whether it's in terms of his play, Rod, or whether what he means to this young roster, what value do you think Hayward brings to this team?
He's kind of almost invaluable in some regard, because as you mentioned, he does a lot of things that people don't see. And when you make the amount of money that he makes, and when you've been injured the way he has, unfortunately, it's a, like a double whammy, because fans just want to dump on him. But when he's out there, as you mentioned, he is one of their most effective players, because he does so many different things that you can't really even sometimes factor into a box score. And he's like a coach on the floor for Steve Clifford. He kind of calms the guys down. As you mentioned, you give him the ball. When things are going a little wacky, he can make a play for you. He can kind of, you know, get the ball to other guys. I think he had 9 assists against, I think, the Mavericks on Friday night, yes. Which is season high for him. So it tells you right there, it can be a playmaker. So I just think that overall, as you mentioned, it's not just offense. It's also defense. It's also just basketball IQ. Like, you talk to coaching staff about him, his basketball IQ, knowing the right play to make or being the right spot at the right time is big for him. And the Hornets really can't replace that when he's been injured, as you mentioned. So I agree with you. This to me has been his best season. Obviously, as you mentioned, he's been injured a little bit this year as well. But I thought about that last couple of days myself, and the fact that, you know, while other guys have kind of gone down a little bit the last couple of weeks here, the one guy standing is Gordon Hayward. And he obviously was injured the previous couple years going down the stretch of the regular season.
We actually received a question on the podcast that we have not addressed yet, but I actually think it's a better question for you than it is for us, because one of our listeners asked, are we surprised by the vibes of this team? Seems like everyone is enjoying playing with each other and there's some kind of strong bond between these players. And, you know, maybe you can speak to this, because with the way that the season has gone, you would think maybe the body language would be a little bit different, but it seems like the team is close, they're upbeat, and they do have positive body language.
They're definitely close. And that's one of the things that they kind of mentioned when I talked to them about, they feel like there's a brotherhood, especially Kelly Oubre. That's one of the reasons why he likes being here so much. He feels like these guys are his brothers. He calls them his brothers all the time. So when you factor that into it, you factor that, you know, Terry Rozier and LaMelo Ball were cool before they even became teammates. Those kind of things are, you know, stuff that you can't really, you know, account for at times in the locker room. You know, when you have, as you mentioned, disharmony, it's usually because the team isn't winning or players do not like each other. But in this case, they're not winning, but they actually enjoy each other's company. They actually like to be around one another. I think the fact they've been together for a couple of years here also helps out. So, yeah, you're right. I think the brotherhood of this team is something that you really can't discount. And if you're on the outside looking in and you think that maybe it's not genuine, well, I can tell you, somebody's on a team pretty much every day that it's genuine. These guys actually like to be around one another and actually think that, again, they want to be around each other again when they can turn this thing around and be a team that they actually think they can be, they hope they could be actually this year as well.
Kelly Oubre is probably the answer to this question, but is there a player or two that kind of keeps spirits high at practice or within the locker room?
Well, actually, really, the guy is LaMelo. I mean, he's a little hurt right now, but LaMelo, literally, when he's around, you know he's around. He's always smiling, always joking. Even on the worst day, when guys do not feel like they're at top of their game, that dude's always smiling, happy-go-lucky. So you'd be surprised at times, but he is like the fire behind that team. When he's around singing, joking, there's a different basketball team. So when he was hurt, those times he wasn't on a team, they definitely missed him. But now he's back a little bit doing some more rehab. Like, they enjoy having him around because he just brings a lot of energy to that team that just is not there otherwise.
All right, I've got a final question for you, Rod, before we wrap up here. If you were to put a number, a percentage on MJ selling his stake in the team, how likely do you think that happens this offseason, and maybe what that means for the future of this organization?
That's a good question, man. I don't really have a number per se. I mean, obviously, there's, you know, reports out there, and it's spokesperson, you know, we wrote about that last week in terms of it's there's talks. Good question. Percentage-wise, I'm not sure I want to give you a number, but I think that, put it this way, if it does happen, I don't think it's going to affect things in a negative way. If anything, it may be a positive in some regard, because you're going to have maybe owners who want to come in and like make a name for themselves. So in that regard, maybe spend a little bit more money, but just spending money is about spending money wisely on top of that, right? So don't just come in and start spending money, but if you want to come in and show that you're all in, then you come in and make some changes a little bit with your payroll, things of that nature. But the Hornets, to me, are still in good shape. Think about it. They're going to get renovations done to the arena pretty soon. That's already been kind of talked about by the city and agreed upon. They have a new facility to practice in as well, across the street from the arena, that's coming as well. So they're not going anywhere, as far as I can tell. So really, if anything, it just means that maybe, again, the Hornets, they may have new owners coming actually here and be more excited to actually get behind a product. But other than that, I'm not sure it means a whole lot right now, other than maybe some hierarchy changes in the front office, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, like with like the GM and stuff and maybe the coaching and everything like that. But I don't know, you know, maybe a new owner would want new blood in there, especially from the higher ups and stuff like that. But Rod, we appreciate your time, and we always enjoy having you on as a guest for BuzzBeat. I at least try to get you on once a year. That's my goal. So thank you very much.
You got it, Rich. Thanks for having me, man.